Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Todd Eberle, a professor at St. Mary's College. Todd, there's just been a poll in the Baltimore Sun showing, among other things, that a lot of people are really not tuned in very much to what's going on here in this race for governor. It's fairly early here, so maybe it's expected, but give us your thoughts on what's going on here.
Even in some of the other races, for instance, the Attorney General's primary, even though the candidates are declared and have been out there talking, attending some citizens forums and other things, there just seems to be this sort of general lack of interest. And, you know, of course, some of that could be that it's still rather early. And I think also the fact that this will be the first year where Maryland has its primary on its new earlier date in June, folks sort of got out ahead of things and were declaring their candidacies and talking sooner, which got some of us in the, I guess, the political talking class thinking about this maybe a lot earlier than the voters are accustomed to in the state of Maryland.
Todd, do you think that the shrinking media presence has any impact here?
You know, I think it does. You know, increasingly, people are not looking at local news. They're looking at national news. Local papers are increasingly farming out columns to sort of national news aggregators, so you're not getting local news. And in Maryland, you know, we've got two papers that are sort of recognized for daily statewide news, and that's the Washington Post and the Baltimore Sun. And the Baltimore Sun, unfortunately, has been losing circulation. And if you're not right in that circle around Baltimore, good luck going into a gas station and finding a copy of the Sun. And the Washington Post, of course, is far more interested in Virginia politics than Maryland politics. Well, I think if you were to quiz the folks in PG and Montgomery County, they could tell you far more about Terry McAuliffe and Ken Cuccinelli than they could tell you about any of the candidates running for governor in Maryland.
Todd, what do you think this means for the candidates? What do they have to do to overcome this?
Well, I think it makes money all that more important, and we expect to see the most expensive campaign ever in the state because they're going to advertise to try to get their names and their message out to the voters. They're not going to be able to rely on free media as much as you might have been able to in the past. And that's going to advantage the folks who have the organization and the ability to raise money. And I think in some respects that even adds further to the advantage that Democrats have come the general election, because they're likely going to be able to outraise any Republican challengers and really sort of inundate the airwaves with their message over that of the Republicans.
Not to get too high flown here, but it's not a good situation for our democracy, is it?
Well, it's certainly not when the access to information is determined more by who can afford to reach out to you. I think the one other thing, though, that we might want to consider is this is not a particularly exciting contest in Maryland, given our past few gubernatorial races. You know, Bob Ehrlich having the real potential being the first Republican in a generation, and then Bob Ehrlich having a contest against Martin O'Malley, this up-and-coming dynamic mayor of Baltimore. And then, of course, the Ehrlich-Martin O'Malley rematch. Comparatively speaking, neither the candidates nor sort of this race in 2014, I think, captures the interest of voters the way our prior three gubernatorial races did.
Todd, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
For Todd Eberle, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.